It was a hectic weekend of action in the 2025 O'Donoghue Cup, sponsored by Gleneagle Hotel, Gleneagle Leisure and the Dr. O'Donoghue family. The opening quarter-final was held at Dr. Croke's on Friday evening as the home side entertained Kilcommon under the lights in a repeat of last year's semi-final. The first half saw both sides have periods of dominance, with Philip O'Leary of Kilcommon scoring two fine points early. For Croke's, Tony Brosnan was in top form, and a runner score from him gave his side 11 points to 4 lead. Two frees from Mac Keane for Kilcommon followed as they fought back well, with goalie Brendan Keeley hitting over a pair of 2-point frees to bring Kilcommon within 2 at the break. When Sean O'Leary gave them a lead early in the second half, it looked like they would push on to victory. Croke still regained their composure, with Mark O'Shea and David Shaw dominating a midfield. Billy Courtney's superb solo goal clinching the victory and leaving them in a strong position heading into the semi-finals. Quarter-final 2 saw an astonishing comeback. If anyone had said at half-time the Kemer Shamrocks would be victorious, they would have got strange looks. Glenfest, helped by brilliant individual goals by Jamie Mine and Jeff O'Donoghue, held a strong position. They added a third goal from Dylan Roach after a quickly taken free from brother Dara. Kemer had seen a Jack O'Sullivan goal taken away because of a square ball. Trailing by 9, they looked in big trouble. Helped by gaining midfield dominance, Kemer slowly worked their way back into the game. A 2-pointer from man of the match Paul O'Connor started to run the scores as Glenfest struggled to get any momentum. Jack Tagney was in fine form up front with a couple of fine points. An O'Connor 2-point free put Kemer in front for the first time. Dara Roach equalised for Glenflesk. Donal O'Sullivan, who had been quite up to this point, found the target to send his side to the semi-finals after the superb and well-deserved win. In Guineaguilla, old rivals Guineaguilla and Rathmore faced off. In the first half dominated by the visitors, Kerry goalkeeper Shane Ryan showed his scoring prowess with both superb accuracy from playing frees after Rathmore took a commanding advantage, Andrew Minan getting the goal as the defence completely nullified their host forwards. With the elements in the second half, the home side set out to make another unlikely comeback. Helped by 4 2-pointers from Cornelius Buckley, they got the margin back to 3 points. As the tension increased, every ball was fought for with vicious intent. Eventually, Rathmore won the last kick out and saw the game out for a strong win against their near neighbours. The fourth quarter final between Spaw and Listry was a bruising encounter that went all the way to extra time. Brilliant long range efforts from Rory Murphy and Aaron O'Shea kept Listry within range, but it looked like Spaw would pull away. For Spaw, Evan Cronin, David Spillane with 2 goals, and Joey McCarthy were impressive, while the half back line of Shane Cronin, man of the match Michael Foley, and Gary Vaughan attacked with great speed. Carl O'Donoghue's nervous free to take the game to extra time was highly impressive. Eventually, Spaw found the extra gear to come through a titanic battle and head back to the semi-finals. Plenty of talking points after the weekend. Croke's, playing their first match in a while, found a way to see off the Kilcommon challenge. Kinmare will be buoyed by their brilliant second-half performance. Defending champions Rathmore just about held off Guineaguilla's strong second-half comeback, while Spaw were severely tested by the strike. Some fascinating semi-finals to come. Thanks for listening. Good luck.